This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and this week we've seen some changes to the vaccine rollout in South Australia, which I'm sure will make some parents and grandparents very happy, with people aged 12 and up able to get their jab now. I'm joined by Chief Public Health Officer in South Australia, Professor Nicola Sperrier. Professor, thanks for joining me today.
No problems at all, Jordan. Very happy to be here.
So, of course, people aged 12 and up are able to get their vaccine now.
Oh, yes. I'm very pleased this week that we've been able to open up for 12 to 15-year-olds. And, in fact, we had so many bookings. Just yesterday, we had 11,500 11 to 15-year-olds book in. So very, very pleasing. And then almost the same number for 16 to 59-year-olds as well. So very, very pleasing to have those young people coming forward. I have absolute confidence in young people and youth across South Australia. You know how we're going to get through this pandemic, and protecting yourself is absolutely should be front of mind for everybody.
And students aged 16 and up, I guess, are able to just walk into clinics in Whyalla, Port Augusta and get their jab?
Yeah, so it's actually any Year 11 and 12 students, so it doesn't matter what your age is. So Year 11 and 12 students, we know that you'll be sitting exams coming up in a couple of, you know, a couple of weeks, a month or so's time. And so what we're doing for September until the end of September is letting you just walk in to access a COVID-19, so you don't have to make a booking, because we know that you'll have lots of other things in the front of your mind with studying, but you can just walk in for until the end of September. And so for people up in your area, Jordan, Port Augusta, Whyalla and Port Lincoln are the main clinics. So for any students in Year 11 and 12, just walk into those clinics and get your first dose, and they'll book you in for your second dose. Just a little point, though, some young people do have underlying medical conditions, and we do ask that you have a referral from your GP, or you could book in to get vaccinated at participating GPs, just in case people have that underlying medical issue. But otherwise, Year 11 and 12 students, just feel free to walk in and get vaccinated.
So with students, I guess, outside of Port Augusta and Whyalla and Port Lincoln, would they need to go through the booking process with the clinic in their closest to them?
So I've got the list of all of the participating clinics, and that includes Waverill, of course, down in Adelaide, Elizabeth, Enfield and Nolunga. And then there's also Victor Harbour, Mount Barker and Gawler. Now, those last three clinics, the Victor Harbour, Mount Barker and Gawler, do ask that people phone and let the clinic know first. But it doesn't mean you need to have a booking. It just means that you need to phone. And that's 0468 576 150. So 0468 576 150. It's the same number for those three additional regional clinics.
Mm. But for areas like, say, Clare or Port Pirie, you'd need to go through the website to make a booking?
So I'm giving you the list of our SA Health clinics. The alternative would be that students go to a GP and then they would need to make a booking. But obviously, if you're in Port Pirie, it might be quicker just to pop up to Port Augusta and have your vaccine there.
And with, I guess, anyone able to get their vaccine 12 and up in South Australia, even people over 60 now able to get Pfizer as well, is that sort of like a, oh, now you don't, if you're wary of getting AstraZeneca, now you don't have any hurdles, any excuses to not get vaccinated?
Absolutely. So I was really keen for there to be a choice, and I know that there's a group of people over the age of 60 that were hesitant about AstraZeneca, and so I think it's very important that all South Australians now can have a choice. I gave you some numbers from yesterday in terms of bookings, but there were over 11,000 60-plus people that made bookings yesterday. So very, very encouraging. That was over 34,000 bookings across SA Health sites. And of course, that's just SA Health sites. There are also people that may have booked into their GP or one of the GP respiratory clinics that the Commonwealth runs.
And this week you did also say that while we'd like to avoid an outbreak, it's very much likely that with, I guess, the growing numbers in New South Wales and Victoria, it's very likely that we will have an outbreak in South Australia, whether we want to or not. How prepared do you think we are as far as our hospital goes? Obviously, ramping has been a much talked about issue in Adelaide, but also regional hospitals will probably need to come in handy as well if in the case of an outbreak in the regions. How prepared are we?
So there's lots of things that we look for in terms of our preparedness, and certainly hospitals and our health service are one of those things. And of course, this is something that over the duration of the pandemic, we've been very keen to make sure that we've shored up. And we're very lucky that we have the Royal Adelaide Hospital, because as a purpose-built new hospital, it is extremely good in terms of infection control. And that's why that's our major COVID hospital. But as you've said, all of our hospitals need to have capacity. Now, I think it's just really important to point out to listeners that at some point this disease is going to come into South Australia. I would like to do that on our own terms, when we have really high rates of vaccination here, that we have public restrictions in place, because that we're also going to need that going forward. So I know that people would like to see everything lifted and go back to 2019, but unfortunately that's not what's going to happen. But I think if we have some level of public restrictions, public activity restrictions, we've got high rates of vaccination, then indeed we would be looking at letting the disease into our community. And we will be needing, from my perspective with my team, very good contact tracing, and we're looking at making sure that we've got a strong public health response as well in terms of the contact tracing, and also looking at more automation of that system so that we can get onto people as cases, and we'll still be requiring the quarantining. So some things will continue for a period of time, and it is going to be a brave new world for all of us. But what members of the public in South Australia can do right now is to get vaccinated. And as you said, Jordan, it could be that we could have an outbreak at any time. Of course, we're trying not to. We've got our borders in place. But it's very clear that we've had a number of exposures with cases coming in with truck drivers, and indeed a minor on the weekend.
And I guess so far so good with those exposure sites as well, because I know with the initial ones in Port Augusta, Sejun and Undrew, which we spoke about a few weeks ago, no community transmission there, and no community transmission since these positive cases of truck drivers started popping up.
Yeah, so it is the system working well, and that's because, we've got a system in place, but it's also because community have absolutely done the right thing. When we've asked them to get tested, they've got tested. When we've had people needing to quarantine, people have been fantastic at doing that and following all of those instructions. So I basically feel like I've got a bit of a wall or a dam built at the moment between New South Wales and Victoria and us, and I'm just urging all South Australians to get vaccinated as quickly as possible as we try and hold that disease off, until we can have our community as protected as we possibly can. And I know people know about this 80% vaccination rate that we're obviously racing towards, but if we can get higher than that, I will be even more excited, and I will feel even in a better position, because I will know that more South Australians are protected.
And especially now that even younger people, 12-year-olds, are able to be vaccinated too.
Yes, that's exactly right. And I got on Monday onto the website and managed to book my 13-year-old in. I'm not sure if he's entirely happy, because it was 8:15 on Sunday morning. But anyway, I was able to get a booking within a week for my 13-year-old Hugo.
No worries. And just quickly, I have been asked to ask about, a concern for other countries, not quite Australia just yet, but newer strains of COVID-19, like the MU strain. What do we know about this?
So there's just very little information at the moment, and it is an emerging strain, but we'll be watching that very closely. I think it is important to note that the vaccines were developed on the Wuhan strain, and then, of course, we had the Alpha and now the Delta strain. And the vaccines that we are using in Australia are effective against those newer strains because they've been designed in a way that they are developing immunity towards certain parts of the virus, the proteins of the virus that tend to be preserved as mutations occur. So, of course, we'll be watching that very closely. Now, the mRNA vaccines, which is the Pfizer and the Moderna, can be fairly quickly tweaked to adjust for new strains. And I think that's one of the benefits of those particular vaccines. Not to say that AstraZeneca is a bad vaccine at all. It is an extremely good vaccine. And anybody who has had AstraZeneca should be feeling very, very confident that they're well protected.
And I guess that comes in handy with mRNA boosters further down the track, which is probably something we'll be looking at too.
Yes. Yeah, so again, this is all a bit uncharted. There's certainly a sense that we may need boosters, but exactly when and in exactly which vaccine is still undecided. Most important at the moment is everybody go and get their first and then their second doses. And as you said at the beginning, there's really no excuse now because we do have a choice. And also to say, of course, that Moderna will be hitting our shores and being distributed through pharmacies. So there really is quite a choice. And perhaps people find that a bit confusing. But if you have a problem with one vaccine, you know, with your first dose, it's really good because you can move on to a different vaccine for your second dose. I just wanted to say, though, that we're not advocating mixing the vaccines, but certainly if somebody's had a serious side effect with one vaccine, their doctor will be suggesting they change over to a different vaccine.
No worries. Well, hopefully we see vaccinations continue to be on the rise, and we can get that 80% and further target sooner rather than later. Professor, thank you so much for chatting today.
Thank you very much, Jordan.
That was Chief Public Health Officer Nicola Sperrier on your Classic Hits Breakfast.